I'm Devin Justice. My story is called Murder in the Manor. No one expected death in the Lock home on the morning of October 13th, 1842. The leaves had turned from green to orange while the fresh fall breeze knocked them off their branches. The Lock house had people bustling in and out of it, the several rooms in each of the three floors, not including the rooftop balcony, carrying ladies and lords, talking, caring for children, or simply enjoying another day in the Lock mansion. They were the wealthiest family on the block, after all. Who would not enjoy such a thing? However, quite the pause came to enjoyment and chatter in the Lock house because there was an interrupting, piercing scream from the third room on the first floor. One of the maids has found the body. There wasn't supposed to be such a body, yet their lock Westerfield's body sits, dark red blood dripping from the soft, delicate, patterned couch and onto the clean wooded floors of the oh-so-perfect Lock house. But not so perfect anymore, because Lord Westerfield has been murdered in his own house with a kitchen knife, bubbles spilling from his mouth showing signs of poison. And somebody in the house did it. Lady Westerfield is the last to arrive at the scene. She yells and cries in agony before falling to the floor in a melodramatic sort. Tears sweep down her face and she wipes at them before weeping. Oh, my dear husband, oh, who must have done this? No one is able to give an answer for the newest widowed bride, nor are they able to give comfort. Lady Rockington tries to reach down and hold the poor woman, but Lady Westerfield waves her away, continuing her crying into a white, lacy handkerchief. I can't believe he was just here, the lady cries in despair. Lady Rockington dabs at her eyes as well. Oh dear, how could this have happened? Lord Rockington kneels down and observes the violent scene in front of him. Who could do something like this? Everybody looks around at their friends, family, and partners. Lord Rockington is right. Who would do something like this? Everyone in the Lock Manor is respected and loved by neighboring lords and ladies. They have no reason to commit a murder. Besides, no one outside the house could get to Lord Westerfield so quickly. Maybe he did it himself, Lady Rockington suggests, but shuts up when everyone looks at her like she's insane. Everybody knows Lord Westerfield was the cheeriest man in the Lock house. In fact, he might as well have been the happiest man in the world, always smiling, giving thanks, and enjoying every moment of life gave him. Why would he stab himself? So many questions and not enough answers. Lord Rockington runs to the front of the house and yells to anyone who might be listening. Please, anyone, doctor, help. People rush to call for a doctor, an investigator, anyone to help the scene. Soon enough, a doctor arrives at the house and surveys the situation. The kitchen knife is still sticking out of the stomach of Lord Westerfield, and his eyes are dulled and sunken. Blood has dried around his mouth and wounds, his hands hanging limply at his sides. Definitely a murder, the doc concludes, and everyone stays silent because the fact was already known. Lady Westerfield is still on the ground, blowing her nose into the handkerchief and dabbing at her eyes. The doctor looks sympathetic as he says, I'm no investigator, but is there something that might be of importance to know about Lord Westerfield before his death? Everybody's eyes turn to Lord Rockington, whose eyes have gone wide and looks defensive. I assure you, I did not do this. Lord Westerfield was my dearest friend, though he had an argument the night before. I would never, he argues. The doctor interrupts. With all due respect, the evidence will decide whether you are guilty or not, Lord Rockington. Why, whatever do you mean, Lady Westerfield stutters. I actually have a good friend I have called. He's a private investigator, and he owes me a favor. Lady Westerfield opens her mouth to argue, but before she can, footsteps echo in the hallway and a tall man in a bowler hat and glasses comes to stand in the doorway. Ah, he says, this must be Lord Westerfield. Everybody's reminded once again of the terrible tragedy in the room. The doctor smiles despite the horrible circumstances. Investigator, we must move so you can work. No need, doc. I just need a moment. They all step aside while the investigator does his job, though no one is sure if they can fully trust him. Around an hour passes before the investigator emerges from the kitchen. As sad as I am to admit, there is a murderer in the room, he announces, and everybody gasps. He stands right next to Lady Rockington. Lady Rockington turns and gasps as she comes into contact with her husband. No, this can't be true, she yells in denial. Unfortunately, it is. His fingerprints match up with those on the knife, and I have also been informed you and Westerfield had an argument over the house and his rightful ownership the night before, therefore giving you a motive. Please come with me now. The rest of the scene happens in a blur. Everybody's unsure of what to do. Lady Westerfield rushes upstairs in a fit while Lady Rockington sobs into her handkerchief in disbelief. Lord Rockington follows the investigator out in pain, or screaming nonsense about the murder and innocence. Meanwhile, upstairs, Lady Westerfield looks herself in the mirror, pulling off her gloves to reveal blood-stained hands. She smiles at her reflection and pulls a vial of poison from her corset, placing it neatly on top of her dresser and locking it. And isn't it so interesting that old Lord Westerfield's money is now gone to his wife?